Steve Klein, Ross Hemsley, and Jeff Bermel are our officials tonight. And we are just about at capacity here at Mount Pleasant. This is Oskaloosa High School basketball on KBOE FM in Oskaloosa. The Indians in white shirts with silver numbers and letters, maroon trim, Fairfield in basic black with orange numbers and letters, orange and white and gray trim. Tip control by Oskaloosa. Indians will go from left to right in the first half. Ryan Yates takes his time across midcourt. Fairfield sitting up in a man-to-man defensively. Yates at the hash mark far side, around a Foster screen to the top. Kicks it off for Henry, high left. Foster left baseline, whips it across for Hafner, who did not play against Fairfield in the first meeting. Henry, double team right block, baby hook doesn't go. Rebound, Foster, kicks it out for Henry. Yates, high left, three on the way, off the bracket, no good. Crowell the rebound for Fairfield. Crowell bounce pass for Simpson. Cutting into the lane is Cole Engel, who drives in and scores the first points of the game. And full court pressure from Fairfield as they lead 2-0. Yates on the far side, half court trap coming, long ball finds Foster on the left, he'll shoot a three. That doesn't go. Hafner running down the rebound in the far corner, tried to spike it off a Fairfield player. And it's the Trojans who come away with it. Green between the circles. Tristan Wahai on the top of the key. Engel high left, on top for Crowell. Crowell drops it back for Engel, looking for cutters. Finds Breen in the lane, shot didn't go. Rebound juggle, controlled by Ryan Yates for Oskaloosa. Ahead for Miller for Henry, and his shot was blocked. 2-0 Fairfield, a minute 40 played in the opening quarter of this 3A Substate 5 championship game. The winner goes to the state tournament in Des Moines next week. Simpson holding the ball, trying to decide if he wants to drive on Foster or not. Got Foster in the air, shot no good, and Foster got the rebound. And Xavier affected that quite a bit. Just over 2 minutes played first quarter. Fairfield up 2-0. Yates around the arc to the right. Henry near the right block. Gonna drive in, lay it up off, no. Cole got his own rebound, put it up around, doesn't go. Tipped up and in on the third try. Cole Henry ties the game at 2 with 5:30 to go in the opening quarter. Simpson at the top. Angle for Tristan Wah, who's not afraid to shoot from 3-point range. Simpson right wing, right corner, Cole Engel. Now into the lane, Simpson trying to make a move and traveled. First Fairfield turnover, and that's one thing that's got to be tough for Fairfield to try to prepare for when you don't have guys 6'10 or 7 foot to try to work against in practice. Tyler Merrill at front court, Yates left wing, Foster left Coffin corner. We'll give it back for Yates. Long three on the left wing, short. And the rebound, Tristan Waugh for Fairfield. Still tied at 2, 4:54 to go in the opening quarter. Crowell for Tristan Waugh, left wing on top, now into the lane. Crowell tried to put up a finger roll, it didn't go, and the Indians get the rebound. Indians with a chance to take their first lead. Henry into the front court. Cole into the lane, spin move. Gets a triple team, scores! Henry with all four Oskaloosa points and the Eames with their first lead, 4-2 with 4:20 to go in the quarter. Green into the front court, far side. Crowell on the left, try to pick and roll with Simpson. Simpson doesn't know what to do against Foster. Here's a three that doesn't go, and Foster the rebound. Midway through the opening quarter, 4-2 Oskaloosa. Yates in the front court, guarded by Engel. Yates around the arc to the right. Lobs right block, caught by Henry. Double team there. Whips it out far side for Tyler Miller. Room to drive, and he's fouled. Tyler Miller to the line with 3:44 to go in the opening quarter. First foul of the game on either side. And it's against Carson Quile of Fairfield. Tyler Miller hasn't been to the line often. 2 of 8 going into this evening. Indians of the team, 49.3%. Tyler's free throw in and out. Still 4-2 Oskaloosa. And the student section's on both sides pretty loud. Second free throw missed. Both missed. Simpson the rebound for Fairfield. Still 4-2 Oskaloosa, 3:38 to go. In the first quarter, an offensive foul. Xavier Foster got knocked down. Foul is on Simpson, his first, and the second on Fairfield. Long ball for Foster, left block, spinning, turnaround shot, does, and around and down. It took its sweet time deciding what it was going to do. Foster's first bucket, 6-2 Oskaloosa, 3:24 to go in the quarter. Crowd driving left to the lane, got Foster in the air, and Foster commits the foul. First foul on Xavier, first on Oskaloosa in the half. Carson Crowell will shoot two with 3:20 to go in the quarter. Crowell, a 41.2% free throw shooter. Fairfield is a team, 55.7%. Crowell makes the first. There's some Fairfield players right around the 50% mark. And a couple a bit higher and a couple well lower. Crowell makes the second, converting both, and Oskaloosa's lead is 6-4. Yates approaching midcourt, finds Foster left wing, thinking about the long three, doesn't do it, gives it for Yates. For Tyler Miller on the top and hands for Yates. 3:06 to go in the quarter. Henry high post, shovels to Foster left Goffin corner. Does he shoot or does he drive? He'll shoot a three, that's an air ball. Austin Hefner, the Oskaloosa rebound. Indians 5 offensive boards so far in the game. Yates in the lane. Hefner, right corner three. Around, out. Simpson the rebound. Still 6-4 Oskaloosa with 2:45 to go in the quarter. Green driving. Here's a three from the left corner from Crowell. That doesn't go. Whistle as Tyler Miller was trying to get the rebound and a foul on Fairfield. Cole Engel commits the foul, his first. That's three on Fairfield in the half. Indians facing a full court press, half court trap coming. Long ball caught by Foster, left baseline. Foster double team there, gives it for Miller. Now Yates between the circles with 2:24 to go in the quarter. Ryan fakes the long three. Miller lobs left block. Foster triple team. Tried to get a takeaway, and a turnaround jumper is good. Foster with four, the Indians with an 8-4 lead. Just over 2 minutes to go. Here's a drive by Breen. Shot was blocked by Foster. Here come the Indians the other way. Tyler Miller, bend of the arc on the right, gives back for Yates. Ryan finds Hafter, left hash mark. Under 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Yates, 20-foot three, doesn't go. Wild the rebound for Fairfield. Minute 45 to go in the quarter. 3A Stubbs State 5 championship game. Crowell for Engel on the left. Here's a three from the top, off the glass and in by Tristan Waugh. And Oskaloosa's lead down. Well, they gave him a two. I thought it was a three. Waugh's first basket. Here's a Hefner three from the right. That's around and out. Rebound tip. Tyler Miller runs it down for Oskaloosa. Indians will try again. Miller from the left corner, driving the lane off for Hefner outside the arc on the right. Now for Yates with a minute 5 to go in the quarter. Yates takes a look, finds Foster down low, left block, double team, and a foul. Looks like it was before any kind of a shot. This will be on Carson Quowell, and that'll be his second and the fourth on Fairfield. Isaac Schultz into the Oskaloosa lineup, a 6'2 junior replacing Tyler Miller. And Drew Martin, a 6'1 junior, is in the game for Fairfield. replacing Crow. Here's a gift for Henry in the lane. Knocked down and a foul. Cole to the line with 51.4 to go in the quarter. Engel with the foul. That's his second. Five on Fairfield in the half. Engel and Crow, two fouls apiece. Here's the Henry first free throw up and in. Cole's had his ups and downs at the foul line this year, 37.5% for the season. Landon Kroiker, a 6'3 junior in the game for the first time for Fairfield, replacing Engel. Henry's second free throw, swish. Six for Henry and the Indians with a 10-6 lead, 50 seconds to go first quarter. Oskaloosa's biggest lead has been four. Simpson high post right, dumps it back for Waugh for a three from the top. That's off the bracket, no good. Schultz tips the rebound out. Controlled by Breen, shot didn't go. The Indians come away with it with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Hafner lobs it for Yates, high on the left side. One shot is all they're going for. 18 on the game clock. Yates finds Isaac Schultz, bend of the arc on the right. Back for Yates. Looks like a 2-3 zone now from Fairfield defensively. Hafner off for Yates. Long three on the way. Off the rim, no. And that's going to end the quarter. After one in this sub-state 5 Class 3A championship game, it's Oskaloosa 10, Fairfield 6. Second quarter in a minute on KBOE-FM and the No Coast Network.
At the Hair Designer Salon and Spa in Oskaloosa,